Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, we're going to continue with Siman Shin Sadi Ches, and tonight we are learning Si'ifim Zayin and Ches. So let's start with Si'if Zayin. This page, Reish Samachay Amar Aleph, in the Mishmurin Hilchas Tchumen. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayushtei Ayaros, if you have two cities, Zus Much Lezu, one right next to the other, Kuf Mem Aleph Amos Vishlish, within 141 and a third Amos, Kedeshia Ayin Amos Vishrayim Lezu, Ayin Amos Vishrayim Lezu. That it means that the 70 and two-thirds amos that each city is given overlap between these two cities. We consider both of those cities to be the same city. So it turns out that every member of either city could not only walk through their entire city, they could walk through the neighboring city, entire city, plus 2,000 amos beyond the neighboring city. The neighboring city, says the Ramah, and similarly, if you have the wall of a city that is breached on two directions, one right across from the other, and the houses in between them are destroyed up until 141 and the third amos, dino kisasum, we view that as if it's closed off. But if you have one house, no matter how large it is, it does not have the din of a city, with which to give it 70 amos and change. Says the Mishmur Lamed Vav, V'chutzula alpayim ama, U'ledas haga b'siv dalin, Nosim mitchila ayin ama v'shirayim, Achar kach alpayim ama. Then when we say that the two cities are close enough to each other, that you get 2,000 amos from the other city, past the neighboring city, that's only according to the opinion that you don't also, that you don't start the 2,000 amos count from 70 and two-thirds amos away. But according to the opinion of the Ramah, that you start the 2,000 amos count from 70 and two-thirds amos away, you can go 2,070 and two-thirds amos past the neighboring city. Dino kesasum viachalal leilich miktzei ir vakatzeu misham luchutz mod dinatchum. You can go from one edge of the city to the other, and from there and on, you measure the tchum. Kol shein ba'apir tzayosim mishir shnei iburim adayin kir achasi. Because as long as the pirtz is not larger than two iburim, which is the number we're working with over here, 141 and a third amos, then it's still considered one city. Aval biyosir mizeh nechshav kishtei yaros nefrados. But if the pirtz is greater than that, then it's considered to be two separate cities. Aval bayis echad, but one house, bein shu amid bifnei atzmo, ubein shu samach liar barachuk yosir me'arba imam v'shirayim, whether the house stands independently or whether it's close to the city with a distance of 70 and two-thirds amos. Debishteya yaros ki agavne nechshavin ki arachas ad kuf memal amu ushlish, because two cities would be considered in proximity to each other to be one city in that regard. Aval bayis achas ein ladin ir. No matter how big a house is or how close, a house never has a din of a city. The minimum for a city needs to be where you have three chatzeros each with two batim. So if you have a city and nearby you have a house that's 100 amos away from that city, we do not say that that's an extension of the city, no matter how big the house is. Sif ches. If you have three cities set up like a triangle, if the middle one, let's say the top of the triangle, is more than 2,000 amos or less, is 2,000 amos or less from each of the side cities that are parallel to each other, even if you discount the width of the side cities, of the middle city rather, ubein shayva chitzon, but between the two side cities, reish pei gimel amos pachos shlish, it's 283 amos minus one third, kedei shiyah bein kol echad mehem ubeinem tzai kishatiro so kilu ubeinem kuf mem alef ama ushlish, where if you were to drop the middle city to write down in between the two side cities, they would each have less than 141 and a third amos in between city 1 and city 2 and city 2 and city 3. So therefore, shlosh Yerushalayim kemedina achas. They're all three considered to be one big city. Umogdim lamalpayim amos lekol ruach, and you could measure 2,000 amos in every direction. Michutz l'shlashdan, outside of all three cities. Says Ramav Yeshom dein modidim mehemtsayi rak michomos seha. Some say you don't measure from the middle city; you only measure from the chomos of the middle city. We'll have to see in Mishnah Berurah what in the world that means. What Ramav's trying to tell us. But let's take a look. Sif katan lamites alpayim amos. The point over here is that the two cities that are side by side are within 2,000 amos of the middle city, which means you don't need an Erev Tchumen to be able to go to that middle city. Therefore, we view that third city as if it's right in between the two parallel cities, as if they're all lined up in a row. As opposed to if the city that was the top of the triangle is more than 2,000 amos away from the two parallel cities, then eino mitzarif hemtsayim shnei achitzonim. Then that middle city does not combine with the two parallel cities. Shia al yidei zeh ki erachas, to be considered one big city. Im lo shaya bein shnei achitzonim rakof mehem alef amos ushlish, unless the two parallel cities are less than 141 and a third amos from one another. Shazin imtzrich mitzarif hemtsayim klal, because then they don't even need to be mitzarif for the middle city. They themselves are mitzarif with each other. Milvad rochav ratzlomar. If you were to take that middle village, the one at the top of the triangle, and you were to move it, and you were to put it right in between the two cities on the two sides, lo yisha'er revach, ki im kuf mem alef amos shlish mitzadech, shbein emtsai lechitzon, you're not gonna have a space of more than 141 and a third amos between city one and city two, v'chein mitzad hasheni, and also between city two and city three, shuhu b'sach hakol, I think that's what samachay stands for, shuhu b'sach hakol, which altogether equals resh pei gimel amos pachos mishlish, 283 amos minus a third. Kimedina achas umutu l'shnayim achitzonim leiluch mizel lezeh. Once you consider all three cities like one big medina, then the two outer cities are allowed to go from one to another. Afilu ruchokim harbe echon mechavero. Even if they're actually quite distant from one another, and they're not within 2,000 amos of one another, because once you drop the middle city in between them, if by dropping the middle city in between them you've bridged the gap between city one and the middle city and city three and the middle city to less than 141 and a third amos, now they're all one big city. So you can go from city one to city two to city three, plus 2,000 amos past city three. That even the one in the middle, the people in the middle city are allowed to go to between the area of between the two outer cities. And then you can go 2,000 amos past that. And even if the two parallel cities are more than 4,000 amos from one another, so they're not even eligible to make an eruv tchumen between them, the din would still be the same. Because it doesn't matter how far the two parallel cities are from one another, as long as when you drop the middle city in between them, that makes it that it's less than 141 and a third amos between each of the side cities and the middle city, and that's good enough. So what the Rama is trying to say is Ratzalomar de Lomahani Asvarad. This idea that we drop the middle city between the two side cities only helps as far as the two side cities are concerned, that they will be considered like one city. But it doesn't work for the middle city itself. The tchum around that middle city is only going to be 2,000 amos from its own walls. And the reason for this opinion is because if you're going to view the middle city as if it were actually dropped between the two side cities, Chitzonim. It's going to lose out, you know, if let's say the middle city is on top of the picture. So anything on top of that, it loses out, because we're viewing it as if it's all the way down in between the two parallel cities. So it loses out its ability to go 2,000 amos on top of it. You know, north, let's say. As far as halach is concerned, we pass like the first opinion, like the Mechaber. This is a drabbanon, so we follow the Mekel. And you can measure for the people in the middle city 2,000 amos beyond the outer cities, but it doesn't lose the 2,000 amos north of it either. So we're makel in both directions. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Zayin we said that if you have two cities within 141 and a third amos of each other, meaning there are 70 and two-third amma, you know, extensions overlap with one another, it's considered one big city, and therefore you could measure, they could walk, each city A could walk through all of city B plus 2,000 amos past it, and vice versa. And then in Siv Ches we said that if you have cities set up like a triangle, where neither of the side cities are more than 2,000 amos away from the middle city, and if you were to drop the middle city in between the two side cities, they would be within 141 and a third amos from each of these side cities, then it's all one big city. And according to the Mechaber, what that means is that even the people in the middle city can measure their Tchum Shabbos from the edges of the two side cities, whereas according to the Ramah, it just means that the two side cities can measure their Tchum Shabbos from one another, but not the middle city. Everyone have a wonderful evening. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back, regular time, regular place.